Quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brent Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zirian. It's Fun Friday! It is Fun Friday here on the show, and we got a lot to get into today. SmackDown tonight should be fun. I got a funeral for the old gingerbread man tonight. And this, of course, is the final show before the Backlash PLE, which is tomorrow. And we got some notes on that show, as well as perhaps Saturday night's main event, which is coming up soon as well. And apparently something's happening tomorrow. I don't know. John Cena's promised, and I quote, history-making news. Isn't any news basically history-making? But this is getting built up big, like this is some big thing or something. But anyway, we'll talk about that. Plus, we got an update on Chelsea Green. We have got update on the WWE pay cut situation. How many people were asked and some more information about that. Got some ticket sales notes for both WWE and AEW. Roman Reigns, update on him being pulled from the June events. More on old gingerbread man. Brock Lesnar. And plenty more. So if you want to text us today, we'll have a lot of time to answer your questions. You got questions for me and or Lance, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. FWOnline at gmail.com. FWOnline, the Threads, Instagram, Cameo. Guys, it's Mother's Day weekend. A lot of things you can get for your mother, but only one is a Cameo from me, and I think you should consider that. At Brian Alvarez X and Blue Sky, and we'll be back as noted with Lance after the break to kick it off. So stick around, everybody. Fun Friday, Wrestling Observer Live.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097. Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
And the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. I don't like when my mic is crooked, you know what I mean? We got a lot to talk about today. Fun Friday here on the show. Lance is joining us. How'd it go yesterday with old Tom?
He had a little bit of technical issues. That Vegas internet is dodgy, but we survived. I'm just curious if your crooked microphone is a euphemism or not.
Lance, that's for Tom to discuss here on the show. You're just supposed to be discussing my upcoming hair match with you.
Oh, geez, no.
Yeah. Gotta grow it out while I can. Who knows? Could be gone in a year. You never know. All right, we got a lot to talk about here today. Want to wish Chelsea Green the best. Earlier this week, she revealed she had an operation done. Doctors found she'd been dealing with SVT, supraventricular tachycardia. You like that? She had an issue for years. Episode that took place around WrestleMania 42 led to doctors finally catching it. Her heart rate would skyrocket to 228 beats per minute during a 15-minute stretch. She told Busted Open that she is going back to bed rest. Got one more day of bed rest. Take it easy for another week. I'm feeling good. My wounds are healing. My heart feels like heavy. And my breathing is interesting. But we are on the mend. And so she said that hopefully she would be back in action here very soon. So hopefully that is the case. And glad it was caught. We talked about a couple of days ago. Always better to catch it before there's like a big problem.
All the best to her.
So tonight we got SmackDown, and then tomorrow we got Backlash. So SmackDown tonight. Gunther addresses his attack on undisputed WWE champion Cody Rhodes. We got Trick Williams hosting a funeral for the Gingerbread Man ahead of the title defense against Sami Zayn at Backlash. Did you see any of this Gingerbread Man stuff last week?
No, I haven't, but they're holding a funeral for a gingerbread suit.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think that'll get me tuning in. Mm.
Rhea Ripley, Charlotte Flair, and Alexa versus JC Fallon and Lainey Reed. We got Tiffany Stratton and Kiana James for the U.S. title. Damian Priest, Tala Tonga, and Jacob Fatu will kick off SmackDown. So that's the lineup. I can't confirm this, okay? But I do believe that the Cody Rhodes-Gunther match is actually going to be the main event of Saturday night's main event, which is May 23rd from the Allen County War Memorial Coliseum, Fort Wayne, Indiana. And I presume they will announce that tonight. There's actually a few things. I can't confirm 100%, but I'm pretty sure they're all true. And I'll certainly know more in the next few days. But one of those things is also regarding backlash tomorrow. So there's a few things on the show that are mysteries. We got Roman Reigns, Jacob Fatu for the world title. A Trick and Sami Zayn will be airing on ESPN2, as well as Seth Rollins and Braun Breaker. We have Io Sky versus Asuka, which could be awesome. Although there are 6 matches announced for this show, and they sure like their commercials, so I just don't know how much time they're going to have is the issue. We have the 2 surprises. One of them is The Miz and Kit Wilson versus Danhausen and a tag team partner. Now, there have been odds that have come out. People are taking bets on who the mystery partner is going to be. And a few of them, I don't have the list of odds, I thought I did. But one of them, I think the number one, oh, here it is. CM Punk was a favorite at minus 200. Joe Hendry plus 200, Mystery Iguana plus 300, and Jelly Roll at plus 400, okay? So,
you know who I want?
Who you want? Gingerbread Man? He's dead.
Wasn't my idea. Someone else suggested it. Papa Shango.
Papa Shango?
Him and Danhausen, man. That's spooky.
Okay. Listen. You know what? When I went back and I watched those 1992 episodes of Superstars of Wrestling, and they did the angle where Papa Shango made the Warrior, like, vomit and, like, spew green goo, and then I swear to God, for, like, 13 weeks, they replayed that angle on Superstars. Nothing against the guy. I don't need to see him, as Danhausen is a mystery partner. But anyway, CM Punk. Listen, Punk, Danhausen, they've had their thing forever, but to not advertise CM Punk for your PLE, I'm not sure about that idea. Now, I was basically, I think it's Jelly Roll. Somebody said that that's who it was going to be. I can't confirm that that's who it's going to be. But for those of you that don't recall, before all of this whole Pat McAfee thing went down and everything, this, that, and the other, the original Backlash show was going to be Cody Rhodes and Jelly Roll against Randy Orton and Pat McAfee. That was the original plan for Backlash. And then everything went down and, you know, Pat McAfee was finished after WrestleMania and changes with the Cody-Randy Orton match. But that was going to be the match. And that means that Jelly Roll had agreed to work Backlash. And I think Jelly Roll, I think he's got a concert somewhere tonight. In fact, I know he does. And I can tell you where. Jelly Roll is doing a show in L.A. tonight. Think about this. So he could obviously get to Tampa and do the show. So I think it's going to be Jelly Roll. I can't say that 100%, but that is my prediction for who the partner is going to be. Which, by the way, another interesting thing is, you know, when the original plans for WrestleMania and Backlash not only involved this tag match, but Randy Orton was at one point going to win the title from Cody at WrestleMania. Randy has not been around since WrestleMania because, in fact, you know, as Dave mentioned before WrestleMania, he was all banged up, and so if the title didn't change, and everyone's like, oh, no! Well, it turns out the title didn't change, and now he's just vanished. So I think it's possible that Gunther beats Cody at Saturday night's main event. And where they would go from there, I don't know. I guess we'll talk about that later on because there's something else that we can tie into this. But the other thing I want to mention before we go to the break, because it's the other mystery on the show, is John Cena is going to be there. And he is going to make an announcement at Backlash, which he says is history making, and history making news, and will, quote, shock the very foundation of WWE, which is a mouthful. I think, and others think, that this has something to do with this new club WWE that they're doing, which they're launching a club. I mean, how is this history making news that will shock the very foundation of WWE? Like, I have no earthly idea. But that is what is presumed to be tied into the announcement. And honestly, I can't think of anything else.
Well, this wouldn't be the first time a wrestling announcement was overhyped.
No, it wouldn't be. But, like, it's 2026. I mean, I don't know.
WWE's going 3D, brother.
See? Oh, God. They just did something like this a month ago. It was Randy Orton's mystery caller. And everyone had everything hyped up big in their head. It ended up being McAfee, who, like, as a performer, I thought McAfee did, like, a great job. But it was a letdown because it was built up as, like, is it going to be The Rock? Is it going to be whoever? Some fans, for God only knows what reason, thought it might be Vince. Ends up being old McAfee. So you would think that this happened a month ago. We wouldn't be doing this. Oh, this is a shake the foundation of this company. But that's what they're saying. So we'll see if they deliver tomorrow night. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash, whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. Celebrate responsibly.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away, no searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips, and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So it looks like the Pentagon released some UFO files today. A stunning update here in the New York Times. The initial files are murky images that show what could be anything. Great.
That explains a lot.
Well, I certainly can't wait to look at these. More will be released on a rolling basis. The initial files are murky still images that show what could be anything. In one, a cluster of dots appear on the screen. In another, there are strangely shaped objects. All right. Too bad there's not an After Dark today to really cover this story in detail. Okay. Update available regarding how many members of the WWE roster were listening to take a pay cut. This is from The Observer today. Dave provided more info on the situation, writing that, quote, those in a position to know have said the number of wrestlers asked to take a pay cut is less than six, and that those wrestlers would have been cut had they not accepted. While there had been talks of large numbers asked to take pay cuts, those in a position to know have said the number is less than a half dozen, and they were people that would have been cut had they not accepted it. They were not the high-end players. They were people that creative had tabbed little interest in going forward. And thus the idea is they could remain under contract while their in-ring aspect of their career would be phased down. Meltzer confirmed one major name agreed to a 50% pay cut, noting that wrestlers who wouldn't be a fit in AEW do not have much leverage. There were reports confirmed to us at least one major name wrestler agreed to a 50% pay cut. There are wrestlers who would not fit into AEW or making well into seven figures, many in excess of $2 million per year, who simply couldn't earn anywhere near $1 million elsewhere, so the leverage isn't there. So this is very similar to what I heard and talked about several days ago, although a little bit different. So I can say that I was specifically told six. I was told that six were asked to take a pay cut, four accepted, and the two that did not were the New Day, and obviously we know what happened with the New Day. So of the four, I also heard 50% for at least one of them, but it was also suggested to me that they were not all 50%. Some of them agreed to pay cuts that were less than 50%. But regardless, it was, as noted, around a half dozen. It was around six. So I was told there are no more cuts. But what that means is, like, nobody is being cut. I'll just put it this way. It is possible that there are other people we are going to find out were cut, and this was done a while ago, and the name would just now come out. That is possible, but they are not going to cut anymore. So if somebody, you know, it's possible there's at least one other person that has been cut whose name has not come out, and that person would already know. They would just be, I guess, finishing up commitments or whatever. Or it's possible that we know everybody, but all I can tell you is there was one name, which I may have actually said here on the air, but there was one name that I was told in advance, and then all of the other people on the list I was given were cut except that one person. So either that one person is still, like, we're going to find out tonight or something that they're gone, or it's possible that they were on the list and then they decided, okay, well, maybe I'll take a pay cut instead. So that's the update on what's going on with cuts and such.
My takeaway from this,
yes,
you said that some people were making $2 million and were offered $1 million, and if I remember the quote exactly, they were told creative has no plans for them moving forward.
Basically.
If I was someone on the roster making under $1 million, knowing that they're still paying someone $1 million when creative has no interest in using them moving forward, I would be very upset.
Well, I'm sure there are some people very upset. And also, I mean, man, basically knowing that, well, my days are numbered. Best I can do is take half and then wait until they really cut me. That's probably tough. I don't want to say names because I don't know, okay? I don't know, but I was told at least two of the four names. What I was told were two of the four names. And I will just say that if these two names are, if these two names are accurate, then these are two people that were, I mean, at times they were pretty high up on the card. And I will say that I would be surprised if there were zero interest in them from AEW. Actually, would be very surprised, at least for sure in one of the cases. But I don't know 100%. I haven't seen the deals or anything like that. I only know what I only know two names that were told.
But they're still making quite a bit of money for a pretty easy schedule, so it's not like they're suffering.
That is true. But it is, I mean, the one thing I will say is that, you know, on the surface, okay, on the surface when you think, well, this person's still making $1 million a year, it's kind of like they're still making $1 million. But then on the other side of the coin, you have to consider that, well, the company agreed to pay them $2 million a year. And whatever they were doing, they probably were doing something with the $2 million, even if it was saving more for retirement or whatever. And suddenly your income is slashed in half. And even if you are going from $2 million to $1 million, it is still quite a slashing there. And especially when you are, you know, you're someone who is, like I said, been very, very, very prominently featured on many, many big shows in a company that is worth billions and billions of dollars. So there's many sides to this story.
Doing it mid-contract is the dodgy part. If it was at the end of the contract, then I would have no issues with it at all.
Reports of internal pushback on the Sami Zayn Gingerbread Man creative have emerged. According to WrestleVotes Radio, many in WWE were against the storyline. Port noted there were several creative members pushing against the heavy use of the Gingerbread Man gimmick. WrestleVotes Radio source close to the creative team called the angle hokey and archaic.
It's hard to argue.
Hey, listen, this is what I'll say about this, okay?
It's hokey and archaic.
Well, first off, it's professional wrestling. Stop.
Well, yes, but you don't put hokey with a really cool new guy.
Listen, this is my take on it, okay? Because I watched all of it, all right? If you would have told me in advance, we're going to do an angle where Trick Williams and Little Yachty make fun of Sami Zayn and call him a gingerbread man, and then we are going to introduce a a human-sized gingerbread man who will be involved in storylines, who will be killed, and then we're going to do a funeral for the costume of the gingerbread man, I would have said, which many people did say, is Vince back? What's happening? However, having watched the performance of Sami Zayn, having watched the performance of Trick Williams, listen, I loved it. I thought these guys all made it work. I think that if you would have had the Gingerbread Man as a character with Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, whoever, I think it would have sucked. But golly, between Sami Zayn and Trick Williams, I mean, I thought it was awesome on last week's show. And then when they absolutely just cracked poor Joe Tessitore, like, he tried so hard. He is such a professional, and he just couldn't pull it off, and he just lost it. And then Wade Barrett, bad news himself, stepped in and pulled it off like a frickin' pro. I was like, that was the only good thing on SmackDown. That's the other thing. That was the only good thing on SmackDown. So I can't complain. I can't complain. Brock Lesnar moved to the alumni section. So this Lesnar thing's another weird one. So we talked about how, you know, Gunther may beat Cody Rhodes, okay? So here's the thing. Gunther, I don't know if you guys recall or not. You may have forgotten since he's all over Backlash this weekend. Gunther retired John Cena. We were never going to see the guy again.
He didn't retire John Cena.
He retired him in his retirement match, and then he retired.
He tapped him in his retirement
whatever.
Match. That's not retiring him.
Whatever. He ended his career. He was his last
match. No, he didn't. It was ending anyway.
All right, Robot Brain. The fact is, he was the last match of John Cena. He made him quit. We can't deny that. He made him quit. He made him give up. And then, like, he did everything else that he did. It's like, you don't do all of this for nothing. There's got to be some end game here for Gunther. Well, Gunther should not do all that he has done and then just go lose to Cody Rhodes on Saturday night's main event. He probably should win the title. And then, once he wins the title, I think my gut, everybody, you guys know what a gut is? My gut tells me that they're going to do Brock and Gunther for the title in Minneapolis. I don't know that. I don't even know if Gunther's going to win. But all I know is, even though they did a very dramatic retirement with this guy leaving his gloves and his boots in the ring and crying and the whole shebang, like, immediately afterwards, somebody there texted me and was like, it's still Minneapolis. And I was like, what? How is it still Minneapolis? And then heard from other people who were like, do not buy this retirement. So I can't say 100%. But I think they're going to try and do some angle, get this guy back for SummerSlam, have him fight for the title against Gunther. Could be wrong, but that's my thought. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, wage garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Holy smokes. If you go to my ex right now, my Twitter, retweeted this video. There was a Blue Panther Hechicero match, and Kat did a run-in. Hit the ring, sprinted out, ran up the ramp, and both wrestlers sold for this Kat. It's the best part.
Like, you're not talking Ernest Miller, you're talking...
No, I'm talking a feline.
Like Kat?
I can't even say a feline, because people will think Nikita Lyon. I'm talking an actual Kat hit the ring.
Teddy Hart trained Kat.
It doesn't look trained to me. It's all running all. Although, the one thing that nobody has mentioned, I don't think, when watching this video, is the Kat actually did the run-in behind the referee's back. The ref is actually distracted when the Kat did the run-in. That's actually the funniest part, honestly.
Kat's better than most of the boys.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. Go check it out on my Twitter, everybody. Or my ex, or whatever they call it nowadays. El Gato. All right. By the way, if you want to text us, we're going to have time today. We'll get Lance's thoughts or my thoughts. Whatever you want to ask either of us, I don't care. Text them to me. 425-780-7566. Don't call that number because it doesn't work. That's only for text messages. 425-780-7566. Send the questions and we'll answer them, conceivably. Fairway to Hell, by the way, is Saturday night. AEW, 1 hour. They got three matches in the hour. Darby Allin, Pac for the AEW World title. Jack Perry, Mark Davis for the national title. And Divine Dominion will face TBA, which sounds to me like a preliminary match, an enhancement match.
Those three matches are in 1 hour?
Oh, yeah.
Is it going to have a 25-minute overrun?
I don't expect Divine Dominion's match to go long. And I do expect probably a 25-minute overrun. You know, that's just the way things work. All right, we talked about Brock Lesnar. Anything you want to add about Brock before I move on?
I think if you were going to have to come up with a reason to bring him back, offering him a title shot in his hometown at least makes sense.
Hey, we got a new Impact Knockouts World Champion. Lei Ying Lee defeated Ariana Grace last night, right?
Yep.
Wow. How about that?
Main event of the show.
Stax was removed for constant distraction and interference, it says here. And then Lei Ying Lee won the title. What's going on with her and Zaya Brookside?
They're not getting along too well. Mm. Zaya Brookside has turned to the dark side, it seems.
Wow. Of all the people to turn heel, Zaya Brookside. Been a good heel in the past, but NWA is now on Comet TV, and they are bragging, Lance, they have outdrawn TNA. They claim that they did 275,000 households for the May 6th episode, whereas TNA did 209,000 on April 30th. So, man, it's neck and neck, AMC and Comet TV, NWA and TNA. Who would have ever thought?
Is that their first show?
Yes, debut show.
Well, we'll see how it goes moving forward.
We'll see how it goes moving forward. I don't want to be that guy, but I was unaware they were debuting on Comet TV this week. I hate to say it, but...
I've never heard of Comet TV before.
You haven't? I've heard of Comet TV. I just didn't know this was the week they were debuting.
I'm assuming we don't have it up here, so...
Yeah. We have, let's see here, Double or Nothing is doing well. 12,800 tickets sold. So they're doing better than last year, which is good. They're somewhat trending up. WWE, somewhat trending down from last year. SmackDown in Jacksonville coming up tonight is not doing as well as last year. 6,704 tickets out. Last year... they did 10,093. And it was last year in May as well, so it's a pretty fair comparison. So,
I would imagine with their pricing policy, late buys are going to be greater and greater things. So I would imagine advances are going to continue to trend down.
That is true, but this is the last day. This is the show's tonight. But I think, yes, in general, I mean, it's not even like a, it's what's happening. If they put tickets on sale to a big event, they're going to be sky high, and all of the hardcores that have to sit in the first three rows are going to spend crazy money to buy those seats. Then a bunch of people will buy cheaper seats because they want to make sure it doesn't sell out. And then it will stall out until the last week or so, drop all the prices, everybody gets the next batch of tickets. That's largely, I mean, it's what's happened to WrestleMania and pretty much what I'm sure is going to be happening going forward. All right. Let's see what we got here in the old text message bin. 425-780-7566. Brian, do you have any plans for Granny for Mother's Day? Yes, we're going to have a Mother's Day get-together. That's the plan. We're going to go over and I guess they're doing hot dogs and hamburgers because why not on a Mother's Day? And that's going to be the plan. So really not much on top of that. But just my presence there with Granny will be enough. And they asked any update on the NWA power ratings. Yes, I just gave them. So there you go. Are we frozen on Lance or what's going on? Oh, there we go. I don't like to have poor Lance stare uncomfortably into the camera. Has there ever been a... this is actually a good question. Has there ever...
surprisingly.
No, actually, there's always like good questions, but every now and then there's a question that's like, that's actually a really good question. Has there ever been a professional shoot hair versus hair match? Would have loved to see Dan Severn and Don Fry loser shaves his mustache. I got to think about this. Like, you would think in Japan they must have done something like this at some point. Can anyone think of any hair versus hair matches in a shoot? Has there ever been?
In Pride or something?
God, there has to have been. I feel like there was at least one. I mean, I remember, they wouldn't have done it in UFC, but it would have been like Pride or something. I mean, I need Tom. I got to text Tom. I'll do that during the break. But like, what I do know is back in the early 2000s, I'm here in the Seattle area. And, you know, back then, you guys don't know how good you have it nowadays. All you guys training jiu-jitsu, all you guys that have started jiu-jitsu and all this kind of stuff, you guys don't know how good you had it. Like, around here, I started in 2005. And, like, in 2005, there was virtually nothing around here. Like, it was, and I'm not talking around here, I'm talking pretty much everywhere. It was like AMC Pancration, which probably would have been killed. And then, like, I managed to find a place where, like, it was being run out of a kung fu school. That's all there was. And now, it's like, every strip mall has 25 jiu-jitsu schools or whatever. But anyway, back in the early 2000s, when pretty much the only thing, if you want to see, like, live fighting that wasn't going to a UFC event, you could go and AMC Pancration would do these shows. And I went there and watched a shoot tag team match. And it was freaking awesome. They had a ring, and there were four participants, and they did professional wrestling tag team match rules. So two guys would start. You could tag out at any time, but they even had the rule where if you tagged, there was 5 seconds of double teaming allowed. Oh, yeah. And I remember this because, like, I showed up for the show, and they had advertised some fella named Bob Sapp is going to fight.
Oh, jeez.
No one knew who he was. So, like,
400-pound dude shows up.
This is like, you know, 2000 or something like that, 2001. And so I remember showing up for the thing. Like, I didn't know who Bob Sapp was or anything like that. I just want to see the tag team match. And then I show up, and, like, they had this big, like, ceremony-type deal. And they were just like, you know, we regret to inform you Bob is not going to be fighting tonight. You know, big football player training for fighting. He's about to make his first trip to Japan. I was there for that. And, of course, everyone knows what happened when Bob went to Japan. He became one of the biggest freaking stars in all of Japanese pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. But yeah, they had a shoot tag team match with pro wrestling rules, including the double teams. And it was like, it was awesome.
I think this story's been told before, but when the Kurt Angle Edge hair versus hair match happened, Vince ribbed Edge the day of and called him into the office and said, "We've decided to switch the finish, pal. I'm really sorry, but you're going to have to shave your head."
Wow.
And Adam was mortified. And then Vince finally told him it was a rib, and Kurt's still shaving his head. But for a while there, Edge was sweating.
Holy smokes. Yep. The tag team shoot match. No one's come up with any ideas, so I don't think we've ever had a shoot hair versus hair match. Man, I could talk for hours about MMA in the 90s and 2000s, like local MMA, because now it's like everybody's been training forever, like everybody's good. And that's kind of one of the things, like, you'll see, like, great fights here and there, but, I mean, nowadays it's, you got really good people going against each other, and sometimes that can be boring. And in the early 90s, it was like you had two groups of people. You had people that had been, you know, doing this for a long time because they got into it somehow in like the early 90s. And then you had the other group of guys that were just like brand new. And so all of these, whenever you went to a local event, it was like you never knew what you were going to get. It wasn't like all good guys versus good guys or whatever. It was, okay, this guy's, you know, got 30 fights. This dude's in his debut. And it would just be a freaking massacre. And those fights were so much fun to watch. And then nowadays, it's like, everyone's good now. Who cares?
It was better when half the guys didn't know defense.
Oh, there was a lot of that. There was a lot of that. Or offense. Brian, would you guys consider watching any British indies for the... We're open to anything. We're open to anything. But I can tell you this. This Tuesday is going to be a very special edition of the Brian and Vinny Show. And there is a reason we haven't told you what we're going to watch yet. That's the clue. We haven't told you what we're going to watch yet. In fact, I'll give you another clue. We're not going to watch anything. Tuesday's Brian and Vinny Show.
Dum, dum, dum.
Yes. How much money have you made off your MJF coin? I lost hundreds of dollars and I never got back.
Right down the toilet, brother.
Yeah. I hope that guy loses that hair match. He's going to get it one of these days. All right. Thinking they had to ask Shinsuke Nakamura, this person says. Take a cut based on how they use him. Guys, here's the thing that's also so weird about... Like, I don't know if they asked Nakamura one of the names I heard, but... It is amazing. Like I said, I don't know for sure if the names I heard are the names... But it's generally accepted, and Dave wrote about it as well. Like, these were names that were pretty high up on the card. And are you guys aware that Tamina is still being paid? Like, I don't think she's making $2 million.
I would highly doubt it.
They are still paying Tamina. When is the last time we've seen Tamina on television? I mean, when you really, like, go back and think about, wait, this person is still employed? They're paying this person? This person is still being paid? And then you hear the story of, oh, they slashed this person's salary in half, and they've been, like, high up on PLEs. It's like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on here either. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
If you're serious about investing in gold or silver, Allegiance Gold will give you an additional $5,000 in free gold to add to your portfolio. They can help you buy any amount of gold or silver, even roll over your current IRA into gold. They've helped thousands invest millions in gold over the years, with prices that are some of the best in the industry, with fees that are fair, reasonable, and transparent. Protect your wealth with gold. Save on your gold or silver pricing when you buy from the top-rated Allegiance Gold. Invest in gold or silver today by calling Allegiance for your free gold guide. And learn about the $5,000 free gold offer with qualified purchase. Call now.
800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. That's 800-413-1937.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Tom sent me something, but I haven't had time to play it yet. I don't think it's an actual hair match because he just wrote, "This counts." Something. But actually, in 2004, I was in a hair match with Vinny and I shoot quit afterwards. Does that count?
What about Brett and Sean in that backstage fight where Brett
yanked his clump of hair out? Yeah. I don't think there's ever been a shoot hair match. Golly. I wonder if Wang would be open to that idea. Except he's bald. Oh, well. Yeah. Well, let's see. Anything else here before? Why can't Darby beat MJF and lose to Omega? I don't see anybody talking about that. I think that's the best scenario. It's possible. It's possible. But I don't know. Just when Darby did that promo and said that he was on, like, you know, this is like a 15-minute thing. And then they've just been doing, like, multiple championship matches, just bang, 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 over and over again. It's like, I don't see this being a long reign at all. I think it's over, double or nothing.
Defend it as often as he can until his body breaks.
Yes. And the other thing to think about, guys, is, like, have you ever watched AEW? Have you? A Darby won in Seattle, the Seattle market, his home market. And the rematch is in MJF's, essentially his home market. So I think that you can easily put two and two together there. I've been wrong before, you know.
Will be again.
Rarely, but it happens. So anyway. You know what I'm not wrong about? Cameos. I do a fine cameo, guys. I'm getting people getting their Mother's Day requests in right now. I think you should as well. Go to my Cameo. What is it? F4WOnline.com or Cameo.com/F4WOnline. Just search me on Cameo. I'm a big deal on Cameo. I'm not hard to find. Or go to my X, my Twitter, at Brian Alvarez. You can check out Lance's as well. You got Lance Storm now, right?
What?
Oh, no, you're not on Twitter anymore. That's
I haven't
right.
been on Twitter in years.
Yeah, you're Blue Sky guy.
Okay. I'm a Threads guy, actually.
You're on Blue Sky, aren't you?
I'm on both, but I spend more time on Threads than I do Blue Sky.
Threads.
At Storm Wrestling Academy on Threads.
Well, check it out, everybody. And we're going to wrap it up for today. I hope you all had a fun Friday. I sure did. And Vinny and I will be back immediately after Backlash tomorrow. We'll watch it live. I'll be tweeting and sending notes to all my Twitter/X subscribers, and then we'll be up immediately afterwards on Twitch as well. So we'll be live on Twitch if you want to use your Amazon Prime account to get a free Twitch sub. Twitch.tv/F4WVideo. That's it. Have a great weekend, everybody. Great Mother's Day to all the moms out there. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.